Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time together. Heavenly Father, it's with great joy that we have Your Word sitting before us, ready to hear and to see and to receive in our hearts and minds those truths that You want us to know about You, about Your Son Jesus, and Your ways. Lord, I pray by Your Holy Spirit, You will empower us to live according to the truths that we learn so that we may be pleasing to You and hear those words one day, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And Lord, we'll be careful to give You the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Biting and Devouring One Another. It's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 15. Paul the Apostle has addressed the problem with the Judaizers who were teaching false doctrine, and he's instructed the Galatian church members to love one another. But what happens if they do not love one another? We discover in today's verse, found in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 15, what Paul has to say where he wrote, "But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another." Paul begins, "But if you bite and devour one another," as an example of walking and living in the flesh rather than the spirit, Paul contrasts the idea of loving one another with biting and devouring one another. The idea behind the word bite is not simply a physical biting with teeth, but implies a wounding to the soul, a cutting or rending with reproaches. Devour means to consume, eat up, squander, or waste. It means to strip one of his goods and destroy. Paul knows because of the Judaizers' division that has entered into the church, usually when divisions arise, people contend with one another. Paul employs the word "but" to call the Galatian believers to note that if they ignore the call of the Spirit to love one another and serve one another, the fleshly way of biting and devouring will come naturally. Paul goes on to say, "Take heed that you be not consumed of another." Paul knows the enemy of our soul has one thought in mind, to consume and destroy us. Because people are prone to take sides and be in opposition as a group to others who do not think like they do, consumption is possible. Most people like to align themselves with others of similar thinking, and when a person or group of people think differently, consumption is a natural bent. Paul warns the church members in Galatia against this happening. The Galatians are to live after the Spirit, put away the fleshly things, and love one another. They are to avoid biting, devouring, and consuming one another, and they should be attentive to those who might consume them. If there has been one convicting verse in this book, there have been many, and today's verse is nonetheless a challenge. How many times are we caught in the trap of biting and devouring one another rather than loving them? How many times do we allow ourselves to be brought to defensive positions because we posture under our own ideas without consideration of others? How many times do we use others' names when not in their presence just to posture under our own thinking? Perhaps the challenge to all of us today is to consider once again how Jesus and Paul said all the law is fulfilled in this idea, love one another. And as we do, may all our biting and devouring others subside. Next time, we will see the benefit to walking in the Spirit, so read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word in Jesus' name.